The Gemara suggested a distinction between Gzeilus v'Havolos as opposed to Koidos v'Havolos. And we explained last week that this distinction is relevant in other areas of halacha. We know for sure in some areas of halacha, a distinction between a chiyuv mamon that the person accepts upon himself, that's a milvah she'en k'suvah b'Torah, means even if it weren't to be written in the Chumash, we would have said on our own that he owes the money, as opposed to a milvah k'suvah b'Torah, a chiyuv mamon like zeilus or havolos, that the Torah imposes upon the person. So the Gemara points out that the Iker Pasuk that requires a beznam shlosha smuchim, it's really a big chiddush that you need a beznam shlosha smuchim. Why isn't it enough that you should ask a shelat chacham? Why can't you just ask your local Orthodox rabbi, the same rabbi that you ask the shailos of Talamotar and Shambas of Basa Becholov and Hilchos Shabbos and everything else? Ask the rabbi what the din is in Dinei Momonos. So the Torah is mechadesh that you need a beznam shlosha smuchim. That's a big chiddush. So the Gemara says the original pasuk only says the ikir gimel d'chsivi b'gzeilus v'chavolos k'suvi. The original pasuk only says in an instance where it's a chiyuv that the Torah imposes on the person. The question is, should we extend it? Should we derive from gzeilus v'chavolos to hadas v'avos that you should require a beznam shlosha smuchim there as well? Which midah shartar nedreshes b'em should we employ in order to extend this instance? So the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel has the Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes Bem, and it doesn't have the most popularly used Midah. The Gemara usually uses the Midah Mamatzin. Whenever it says a din in the Chumash, we assume that the din doesn't only apply in that case where you have all the 15 conditions the way the Chumash describes it. We usually assume Huadinami in any other case that's sufficiently similar. For example, in the beginning of Bava Kama, so the Mishnah says Arbov is Nezikinim. So Rashi says, what are Ovos and what are told us? Ovos are those Nezikin that appear explicitly in Chumash. Ovos are Lahanach Tichsivim Behedi Bekro. So we know that the Shor Bor Amav Hever is described in the Chumash. And then the Mishnah assumes they're told the same Kayotze Behem. That the told us of the Ovos have the same Dinim. Yechayv Tepei, and it's Pata B'Shus Arabin, it's Chatzin Nezik, and Smigufo. All the same Dinim that apply to the Ovos apply to the told us of each one of those Ovos. How did the Tavoyim know that that's the din that tell the same creates them? The answer is a mamatzinu. The Gemara says mamatzinu bekeren that it's mishune huadinami negifan yeshicha beita revitza, anything that's similar to keren. And bor is ma bor tchilas hasiyasa lenezik. It's a takola michshol huadinami avna sekin masos shenich mishus rabim. It's also told to the bor, told the same creates them. Why is told the same creates them? That's the midah of mamatzin, whatever is sufficiently similar to the chumash pasuk that's described in the chumash has the same din as what it says in the chumash. I'll take for example, how do you know when you shake the dalet minim you have to hold the esrog with the pitim up and you have to hold the lulav upwards? How do you know you can't hold it downwards or sideways? So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that's bichlal not talking about dalet minim. The pasuk is speaking about the mishkan ati shita momdim. They had to crush him. The Kroshim had to be standing upright the same way the tree grew from the ground. You couldn't make a carriage upside down or sideways. It had to be the same way it grows from the ground. Atishitim omdim. Kederach kedilosim. So what has it got to do with the Dalet Minim? That's a din in the Mishkan. So the answer is Amamatzinu. The Gemara says Amamatzinu. Mamatzinu by Karshe HaMishkan, that you need some natural material that grows from the ground to use for the Mishkan, and that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's to be Gederach Kedilosim. So whenever you happen to that there's only one mitzvah like that, the Dalet Minim. But the Gemara says, Afkol, all mitzvahs in the Torah that have to do with, you have to fulfill the mitzvah with some natural item that grows from the ground, you have to hold it Gederach Kedilosim. If you hold it upside down or sideways, so you're not getting to the mitzvah. That's a mamatzin. We always make mamatzinu. Well, it's a question, there's a debate in the Rishonim, where is the mamatzinu in the rice of Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes Bem? Which one of the, should we assume mamatzinu as a separate midah? The Rabbi Shmuel forgot to mention, that he failed to mention it. Or should we assume that it's included in one of the 13 midahs? So many, the Prima Gaudim has an essay about this. So he points out that there's a two opinions in the Rishonim regarding mamatzinu. He thinks that it is included in the list, in the Brisa Rebbe Shmuel. Some Rishonim say that it's included in Kal V'Chomer, Every Kal V'chaymer is a mamatzina with a twist on top of it. If the din is like that over here, the din is like that in this case also, and it's even more so, even more so. So every mamatzinu belongs under the category of Kal V'chaymer. And other Rishonim say no, Kal V'chaymer is Kal V'chaymer. Mamatzinu is different. Mamatzinu, other Rishonim say, is not based, it's not a subcategory of Kal V'chaymer, but rather a subcategory of Binyan Av. That what exactly is the Binyan Av? Binyan Av means that the usage of words in the Chumash is always consistent. Whenever you have a word in one place and it has a certain connotation, you assume that that's the connotation that it has. Whenever that word will appear in Chumash, it will have that halachic connotation. Like the Gemara says, the Binyan Av, that the word Eid always means a pair of Eidim, two Eidim. It doesn't mean one witness, it means a pair of witnesses. So because in one place in Chumash, that's clearly the connotation, Eid means a pair of witnesses, so too, whenever the word Eid appears, it means a pair of witnesses. So that's called the Binyan Av. Binyan Av means that the usage of words is consistent. So Mamatzinu, some Rishonim claim that Mamatzinu is also that the halachas are consistent. Not that the usage of words is consistent, but that all the halachas in the Torah should fall under one system. All the halachas should fit into one pattern. And if you find in one place, if you find by the Kashi HaMishkan that you have to have Keder Kedi Lotzom, then you have to insist that the same is true regarding Dalet Minim. The Lulav and the Yesterd also have to be Keder Kedi Lotzom, because otherwise the halachas won't be consistent. The halachas have to be, in each area of halachas, the halachas have to fit into a pattern and be consistent. Just like the words that the Chumash uses are used in a consistent fashion, so the halachas have to be consistent. That's the Prima Gaon, quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. Where does Mamatzinu appear there? One could have said Mamatzinu is a separate midah, but he assumed, he quotes the Rishonim, assume not so. Some Rishonim assume that it falls under the category of Kal V'chaymer, and some hold that it falls under the category of Mamatzinu. We have a klal in the Gemara, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. If it says in Chumash that somebody gets an Oinash Mitzah, and you have a Kal V'chaymer, Madach, this person gets an Oinash Mitzah, certainly more so the other Avera, which is worse, you certainly get a Oinash Mitzah. So the Gemara says, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. You cannot establish a Chiyuv Mitzah based on a Kal V'chaymer. So that's a discussion in Rishonim. What about based on a Mamatzinu? You also say, Ein Oinshin Min Adin. The word Din means Kal V'chaymer. Ein Oinshin Min Adin. V'haloi Dinhu, isn't it a Kal V'chaymer? The Gemara always uses the word Din. Isn't it a Kal V'chaymer? So the original memory in the Gemara, Ein Oinshin Min Adin, means you can't construct it, you can't be Mechadish, an Oinash Mitzah based on a Kal V'chaymer. What about Oinshin based on a Mamatzinu? So that's a question. If you learn the Dorim, the first parak of the Dorim, there's a Ran, and Rebbe Kiveger gives you Mar Mekayim, it's a Machlokes in Rishonim. Whether you say an Oinshin Min Adin applies to a Mamatzinu. The question whether Mamatzinu belongs under the category of Kal V'chaymer. That's what some Rishonim say. Mamatzinu is really, every Kal V'chaymer is a Mamatzinu with a twist. It's good without the twist also. So basically, Kal V'chaymer means Mamatzinu. Or should I assume, no, that Mamatzinu has nothing to do with Kal V'chaymer. Kal V'chaymer is a separate need. And Mamatzinu falls under the category of Binyan Av. But whenever there are a little bit restrictions, we just had in yesterday's Sedra, the Pasuk says, Kipal Mechadov Al HaMishpat Ben Dam Ledam Ben Din Ledin Ben Nega LaNega. So in the Aderes Eliyahu, where the Talmidim wrote up the comments that the Vilna Goyen made, so they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen that he commented on this pasuk, Kan Kilul HaTorah Kol Gimel Chelkei HaTorah. There are three areas of halacha, three self-contained areas of halacha. There's Dam LaDam is Issa DeHeter, whether the woman is Asur Al Baila or not. There's Din LaDin is Dini Mominis, and then there's Nega LaNega is Tumah V'Tara. So the Vilna Goyen says these are three separate areas of halacha, Tumah V'Tara and Dini Mominis and Issa DeHeter. And this perhaps is the reason why the Gemara has two klonim. The Gemara says whenever you have a pasuk like Atishita Momdim, so we expand, we extrapolate from that pasuk that all mitzvahs in the Torah you have to do kederach kedilos. So the Gemara has, and this is the klal, Mamatzinu, whenever you have a pasuk in the Chumash, you assume it's lav davka. In that case, it applies in any other case which is sufficiently similar. So the Gemara has two limitations on this midah of Mamatzinu. The Gemara has one limitation that isa mitum eloy alfina, If a din says nechomish in the parsha of Tumah v'Tara, you cannot extend that to Issa v'Hed. That's a Gemara in Yevamos and Mitzvus Chalitza. Then the Gemara says, Mamonim be'Yisur lo'y afino. If you have a pasuk that speaks about Issa v'Hed, and you want to derive from Issa v'Hed, dinim amenis, so the klal is Mamonim be'Yisur lo'y afino. So the pashtus is that that's what the Gemara means, like the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said. That there are three distinct areas of halacha. There's Tumah v'Tara, there's Issa v'Hed, and there's dinim amenis, and within each area of halacha, all the dinim have to fit into one pattern, have to fit into one system. So whenever you have a din, atishita mom din is written with respect to the Mishkan, so it extends also to dalim minim, it'll extend to any other mitzvah in the category in the area of Issa v'Hed. It will not extend to mominis, it will not extend to Tumah v'Tara, because that those are different areas of halacha. Whenever you have a din in the area of Tumah v'Tara, so you'll extend it to any other case of Tumah v'Tara with Amamatina, but you won't be able to extend from Tumah v'Tara to Issa v'Hed to Dini Mamanis. That's what the Gemara says. Issa mituma lo yafinu. So these are three distinct areas: Tumah v'Tara, Issa v'Hed, and Dini Mamanis. Three different areas of Halacha. In each area, there's a self-contained system where everything blends in together.
So what about the principle of Tadja Bishin, Tadja Kodim?
Yeah.
Which you have by Tachi. So we apply it by Mitzvah.
Right.
So
I think Kachim is also Issa v'Hetzer. Kachim is also part of Issa v'Hetzer. Everything that's not Mominus and it's not Tumah v'Tara is considered Issa v'Hetzer. So we have such a klal, Mamatzina. We have Rov HaTalmud.
But sometimes you can work by Kachim. Isn't there a principle, let's say, like Davar Olam is Mihakesh, you cannot derive a Hakesh from something else?
Right.
Special
din by Kachin, yeah. Right.
So if it's only included in the category of Issa v'Hetzer, so why not? Why do you say it's
different? You have a subcategory within Issa v'Hetzer that's called Kachin, and it has certain distinct rules about Lamed ben Alamed, yeah. But with respect to other things, we say it is part of Issa v'Hetzer. I don't know, you gotta work out the details. Good question. So here, the Gemara points out right in the middle of base on the base the Iker. How does it say? Iker gimel d'chsidi b'gzelus achavalos k'sidi. The Iker din chumish that you require shloshes muchim is recorded in parshas mishpatim in connection with din Torah gzelus achavalos, because it says three times Elohim, and Elohim means a dayan samach, and you add it up. We'll get to the Gemara gimel on the base what the alfus is. So the Gemara says the original pasuk of Shloshes Muchim says in the context of Zelus Achavalos. Should we extend this to Hedos Vavos or not? So that's the deal that the Gemara had. So Lachari, you should have said, yeah, Amamatzino. Just like the Chumash requires in the Din Torah of Zelus Achavalos, the Chumash requires Shloshes Muchim, who Adinami, Hedos Vavos. Why does the Gemara simply say it's Amamatzino? So the Gemara does not say that. Amamatzino doesn't work. Why? Because whenever you say Amamatzino, so whenever there's a svara lachale, so you say you can dig it up. There's no hashvor. It's not, what do you mean? It has to fit into the same pattern. It's not part of the same pattern anyway. We mentioned the other day that there are several distinctions la'alacha anyway. Forget about this thing. Then kolokot, there are several distinctions la'alacha between the hiskaivis midas and the milva haksuva batur. Then you get to other areas, you get to other prate halachas. So you can ding zoch over here. You can say, what do you mean? Just because it says in the Chumash that you need a bez on shloshes smuchim, b'gzelus achavolos, what right do you have to extend this to hedos vavos? Hedos vavos is totally different. Gzelus achavolos, where the Torah imposes the chiyuv, so the Torah requires that bezin should paskin that the Torah is imposing the chiyuv. But if he was mekabel of his chayvus midah, so one could argue the point and say, what do you need a bezin to paskin the case? Just Hayras Chacham, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, whatever he passes, so it'll come out. After the psak of the rabbi, it'll come out that the Hiskaivis Midah says here. So since there's a Mokam Lachalik over here, so that's why the Gemara is not going to go for a Mamatzina. Mamatzina is not going to work here. All the time like that. Whenever you want to learn out one case from another, because this case is written Chumash, this is not written Chumash, you want to say, just like over there, the din is so, so over here, the din is so. It has to be just like so too. It has to have similar properties. It has to have. So here it's not sufficiently similar. This is the Hizchayvis Midas, and this is the Chiv that the Torah imposes. So the Gemara presents it over here that the only way to make the jump from Zelus Achavolus to Hadoas Lavoas, and to say that just like, so too, just like the Pasik requires Shloshes Muchim Akzelus Achavolus, so too we will extend it and require Shloshes Muchim by Hadoas Lavoas. That's only if you pull in a new midah of Erev Parshis. That's a new story. Erev Parshis. Without Erev Parshis, it's not going to work. He can't simply say it's a mamatin. It's not a mamatin, because there's a big mokum lachalik between the two cases. Now, what exactly is Erev Parshis? So that's what we just touched on. We started last week. Erev Parshis, you look on the side in the margin in the Masoras HaShas, they refer you to Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Zayin. And Rashi tells you it's in Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Zayin. Fine. Then in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has the original Machlokes HaTanoim regarding Erev Parshis has nothing to do with Shloshes Muchim. The original Machlokes is something about Shvuas HaShomrim with Moedim Miktas. And our Daf Gemara is making a tushkel. Our Daf is saying just like over there, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So too in our topic with respect to the Shloshes Muchim, there should also be such a Machlokes HaTanoim. What is the context there in Bava Kamma? So I'd just like to go through a little bit, it's important. So the Gemara has on the bottom of Kuf Vav on the base in Bava Kamma. The Gemara speaks about an institution of Toyin Tainas Gana Bipikoni. That's for those who ever learned Bava Kamma, you'll remember that's the beginning of Perek Meruba. The beginning of Perek Meruba, the Mishnah expands on this din. It's a din in Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim. That if you have there are three brands of shomer. There's a shemachinam and a shemasachar and a shoel. So shemachinam is only chayv on pshia, and if it's anything less than pshia, the shemachinam is not chayv. Shemasachar is not only chayv on pshia; it's chayv on gnei v'aveda. But if it's onus, it's less his fault. Gnei v'aveda is a little bit his fault. Onus is not his fault at all. So onus that the shemasachar is not chayv, and the shoel is even chayv beyond sin. And the only thing the shoel is put around is meisam machmas malach. So those are the three categories of shomer. So the Chumash has a din, let's say you have a Shemachina. So the Mafkid went to Eretz Yisrael for a month, he comes back and he says, where's my behemoth? I had a farm and I had a behemoth, and I asked you to watch the behemoth. I thank you very much for watching the behemoth. Where's the behemoth? He says, oh, a tragedy occurred. A ganav came at night and he stole the behemoth. I have no idea where the behemoth is. So the Mafkid does not have to take his word for it. The mafkid doesn't have to believe him. He says, I don't believe you. Even though he's a good friend of him. He has the right to say, I don't believe you. I want you to swear Shvuas HaShomrim. So the guy swears on a Sefer Torah. He puts his hand on a Bible. And he swears to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. And Azak Tashvuah Deraitim and Akita Sefer. Shvuas HaShomrim. That it was Nignevo. That the behemoth was Nignevo. And therefore I'm Potter from them. So then we discover that he's a liar. That he has it all along. He has the behemoth all along. He decided to steal a bain. So the Chumash, the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Merubim, Bava Kamma, points out this pasuk in Chumash, that because he was a wise guy, he swore falsely, Nignevo, so therefore, Toyin Tainas Ganav, because Nasol of Ganav, and now he's Chayv Kefil. The Shomer has to pay Kefil. And if Tavach HaMachar, then he has to pay Dalad Dehei. Like a regular Ganav, has to pay Kefil. And if Tovach HaMachar, then the regular Ghana pays Dalad Vey, Hamisha Bokhi Yishalam Tachas HaShor, Rabba Tzon Tachas HaSeh, so who are the Nami, if the Shemachinim is a Toyin Tainas Ghana, if he couldn't, he becomes a Ghana, and he has to pay Kefil, and sometimes even Dalad Vey, on top of that, will make him pay if Tovach HaMachar. What if he's a Shemachar, and he says, Nignevo? So the Mafkid says, so what? Yechayim HaGnei Vavey, even if he swears, Nignevo, it's Lo Malav Al Amorim. The only time you have a din that the Toyin Tainas Ganav, if he falsely claims that it was Nignevo, the only time the Halacha says that the Toyin Tainas Ganav, Nasol of Ganav, is if it's a Shvuas HaDayonim, if he's Biyuhu Bezdin, if Kafat V'Nishma, the guy swears on his own, then even if he'll be a Shemachinim, let's say, even if he's a Shemachinim, a Kafat V'Nishma, he volunteers on his own. So the Gemara says that he's not Chayiv Kehol Dalabahe. He's only chayv careful dal v'hev hishbiyuhu hadayonim. If the bezdin administers the shvua, if the mafkid says I want you to swear shvuas hashomrim, and the bezdin says yes, the halacha requires says in chumash that you have to swear. So because he had to swear and the bezdin administered and he swore with the nekitas chayfes, said, and that shvuah patted him from paying. Beis Din is not going to make him swear if he's going to have to pay anyway. What's enough kamina? Whether it is his fault, not his fault. He has to pay. There's nothing to swear about. Did the Rabbanan make him swear? He said last week, did the Rabbanan? If the Shem Masochah says it was a nignivor, so if it's a piece of jewelry that's not so common, so you have to be choshu shemra ineho nosambo, maybe the shemer decided to keep it for himself. And even though he's prepared to pay, even though he says, I got to pay, I say that a gnei beker and I have to pay. So mid the Rabbanan, we make him swear, shayna bishusi, maybe he's trying to take it. But if it's not a fancy piece of jewelry that's not available, then so behemoth like all the behemoths. All the behemoths are the same. So why should he want to steal his behemoth and pay money? He can go to the store. If he has money, the shomer will go to the store and buy behemoth. It's not such a rare item. So then you don't make the shomer swear shvur shayna bishusi. What are you choshed that he's stealing his behemoth and paying him money? Why should he want to steal his behemoth? Or buy another behemoth in the store. So that's what the Gemara says over here. That's on Kuvav Amiral. That's a Tosfos. If you ever learned Merubah, the Tosfos on the first Daf in Merubah quotes this Gemara from Daf Kuvav. On the first Mishnah in Merubah, Tosfos says that a Toyin Tain is gonna be Bikodin only pays Kefal, Dalet V'Hei, the whole story, if Hishbiyuhu Hadayonim. If Kofetz V'Nishba on his own, then there's no din of Toyin Tain is gonna be Nasal Ogan. The Gemara, that's on Kuvav Amid Aleph, and then it's repeated Kuvav Amid Beis, and the Gemara says like this. Gemara is quoting a series of dinim, Rav Chiya bar Rabba says in the name of Rav Yochanan. Okay. Rav Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmud Bavli was not written, so they didn't know so much from Rav Yochanan. So when someone came and he said over 10 dinim in the name of Rav Yochanan, so they're telling you all the 10 dinim in the name of Rav Yochanan, some of them are unrelated. So the Gemara towards the bottom of Kuvav and Beis goes, V'yomer Rav Chiya bar Rabba. He said another thing when he came to Bavli, he said another thing in the name of Rav Yochanan. A Toyotan is Ganef B'tikodin is not the whole of Ganef, but it's only provided Enoch Chayiv, he's only Chayiv Kefal, Dalet V'Hei. The whole work's not the whole of Ganef. Ashi Yichba B'miktsas V'yoyde B'miktsas. Why? Because Kofat V'Nishba is not Chayiv. You have to have Hishbiyu Hadayonim. Has to be based in the Benishbiz V'Shvur. And the Chumash, my time of Yom HaKro, Kihu Zeh, Kihu Zeh V'Loi Zeh. So the only time you have a Shvuas HaShomrim, the Araisa, is if you have Moedah B'miktas and Kaifah B'miktas. Mid the Rabbanon, you always have a Shavuot Hashem. Let's say if I say you owe me $100 and you say you don't owe me the money, you deny it. So that's a Shavuot Hashem. So Kaifah HaKol also swears. So if I say, where's the Pikodin? I come back from Arizona and I say, where's the Pikodin? Where's the Behemah? You give me a whole explanation why you don't have to pay. You don't want to pay anything. So you're a Kaifah HaKol. So Kaifah HaKol, bottom line, you always swear. You always swear. A Shavuot Hashem is for sure. You always swear a Shavuot Hashem. But the Gemara is trying to say, Toyntain is Ganav B'Pikod, Nasa Olof Ganav. Nasa Olof Ganav is only if Ishbiyu Hadayonim with the Shvur Deraisa. It Bezdin administered the Shvur Sashomer Min HaTorah. So Rav Chiya bar Rabba quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the only time you have a Shvur Sashomer Deraisa is if it's Moedah B'Miktsas, V'Koyfah B'Miktsas, my timer, because that's what it says in the Parsha Shomrim. Ki Yitin Yishariya Kesu Kelm Lishma, then it says, Nikob Alvayt Elohim, then it says Kihuze. He swears Kihuze, and that phrase has the connotation of Kihuze. Veloize is Moed of the Mitzvah and Kaito of the Mitzvah. And the Gemara says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There's no tzion when they quote Rabbi Yochanan. Usually they tell you the Ayin Mishpat tells you where the Rambam is, where the Shulchan Aruch is. There ain't no Rambam, there ain't no Shulchan Aruch. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. But the next line, the Gemara says on the last line on Kuvav and the base, Upliged the Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. This Rabbi Yochanan's memre is in disagreement with Rav Chiya bar Yosef. To Omer Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Erev Parshios Kosuv Kan. There's a blending of the Parshios. The Chik Siv Ki Hu Zeh, the pasuk that says Ki Hu Zeh, that you need Moedah B'Miktsas, Amil B'Hu Dichsiv. It doesn't go on Shavuos HaShomrim, it goes on Im Kesev Tal Ve'Esami. And by Shavuos HaShomrim, you don't need a Moedah B'Miktsas. Why should there be a halachic distinction between a halvo and a pikod? The Gemara goes, Kidda Rabba. As Rabba explained already, the Omar Rabbim, Seimam, the Torah, the famous member of Rabba that appears in different Gemaras. So the Gemara presents here a machloikis amaroin. So far it's just a machloikis amaroin. But then the Gemara says it's going to be a machloikis atanoin. The Gemara says the last line, Toni Rami Bachom. There's a Bryson, and then you have him Bob Mitzi and Daf Tzadik Ches. It's a Beferish Machlekes HaTanoim. This Machlekes HaMarayim is a Machlekes which Tana to Paskin. Like, they know that there were two traditions in the days of the Tanoim, where the yes era parashias and no era parashias. The original Machlekes HaTanoim, the Machlekes HaMarayim regarding era parashias, is in the context of Moedah B'Miktsas by Shavuos HaShomer. Do you need Moedah B'Miktsas to have a Shavuos HaShomer deraisa, or do you not need Moedah B'Miktsas? You have a Shavuos HaShomer even if the Shomer is Kofer HaKol. That seems to be the Machlokes HaTanoim and Machlokes HaMarayim. So, exactly what does it mean? What's going on over here? The Gemara finally quotes on the last line on Kuf, there isn't too much Gemara on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, just about 10 lines. So the last line on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph in the Gemara, they quote Tani Rami Bar Chomer. Rami Bar Chomer recited a braisa that says, like Rabbi Yechanan, Abba Shomer, Sichin Tfir B'Miktas, Vahizor B'Miktas, Omar Rav, my time in Rami Bar Chomer, because it says ki hu zeh v'lo zeh, shan, you need by the mikzvah because of mikzvah. So there is a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and we don't accept his shita. We pass him like pliga de Rabbi Chia Bayez. We pass him like Rabbi Chia Bayez, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan, disagrees with Rabbi Machama, and we pass him that there's no need for moedim mikzvah to have a shvuas Hashem in their right. Can have a Shavuos Hashem deraisa without a Moedim Mikzvah. So what exactly is going on here? So there are three famous shittas, more than three shittas. The three famous shittas here on this daf are Rashi, Rabbi Natam, and the Riva, in this gigantic place. Tosis finally comes to the conclusion, they don't like Rashi, they don't like the Rabbi Natam, they like the Riva. That's what we accept, the Riva. A compromise over here. Compromise between Rashi and Rabbi Natam. There are more than these three shittas. There's in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches, the Gemara refers to this machloikas, whether Shavuos HaShomrim requires Moedim Mitzvahs or not, and the Gemara is very complicated there, so there's a long debate. There was a long debate and writing between the Ravid and the Balamur, who learned Bechavrusa, by the Ravid Balo Eshkol. There were three people who were known as the Ravid. One wrote a history book. He's never quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The other two wrote in Halacha. So one was the father-in-law of the other one. So the father-in-law was the author of the Sefer HaEshkol. And then his two famous Talmidim were, he had a lot of Talmidim, two famous Talmidim were the Balamor and the Ravid. And the Ravid married the daughter of the Ravid. He married the daughter of the Balo Eshkol. So these Chavrusas often disagree. We have the Sefer Amor on the bottom of the printed on the bottom of the rib. So there are Hasogas of the Ravid and the Sefer Amor. Some of them are printed on the bottom of the Gemara, others are printed in seconds from the Kos of Shom. There's a running commentary in Kiseida. He disagrees with everything that the Balamor says. Either it's wrong or he says he stole it from me. It was my shtickle, sir. He stole it from me. Stole it from me, eat me. Whatever he didn't steal from me is no good. Whatever I said is good, whatever I didn't say is no good. And then you have the Ravid wrote the Sefer Balei HaNefesh and the laws of Taras HaMishpachos. You have the Hatzavas to Balamor. He gave him back. Balamor has Hasogas on every line in the Balei HaNefesh. She disagrees with everything that the Ravid says. So here in Shita Mekubetzes and Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches, goes on pages and pages. There's a long debate back and forth between the Ravid and the Balamor about what exactly is the Machlokes HaTanoim over here, whether yes or parshas or no or parshas. That's a famous Machlokes. We're not going to do that. It's complicated enough with the three famous shittas over here on Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Some of the points that they bring up, they're right in the Bava, some of them are relevant to the Rashi and Tosfos. But it's not, when you learn Bava Metzia, it's a famous stuff. So here, Rashi, the reason why I want to go into it, because Rashi and Ardaf, and Sanhedrin, that based on the base, Rashi gives you his opinion, which is absolutely not accepted, la la la. Tosfos and all the Rishonim wipe the floors with this Rashi. I don't know, some Rashi has a way of answering all the kashas. Rashi wrote a commentary on all the Gemaras. He wrote a commentary on the Gemaras after slugging him up from also. But the Rashi is very difficult. So Rashi says like this. If you read the Rashi a few times, Rashi says like this. Whenever there's a sichzuch between two people, whenever I say you owe me money and you deny it, so the din requires that you have to swear a shvur deraisa. Even if you're kofer hakol. The din says the kofer hakol has to swear a shvur deraisa. But it's not true. Kafir Hakol only swears a shvur derabban, doesn't swear a shvur deraisa. The Rashi says, yeah, that's kidei rabba. The rabba says, let's say I have a sitzach with you. I say you owe me $1,000, you deny it. And then there are two witnesses say that you're telling the truth. I can make you swear. You have two witnesses to say that you're telling the truth. So of course you don't have to swear. The two Edom say what you say. What if you have only Ed Echad who says that what you say is true? So that's a famous machlokes in Rishonim, where the Ed Hamsayeya patas min ha-shvur. If you have Ed Echad supports the Nitva, who's supposed to swear, Shvur deraisa, and Ed Echad says that the Nitva is telling the truth. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Ed Hamsayeya patas min ha-shvur. If you have Ed Echad that supports the Nitva, Ed Echad is no good a moment to be Moitzi moment from a Muchzor, but Ed Echad is good to be Mechaib Shvur. So the Maharam Rutenberg in the beginning of Bava Metzia, and the Rosh in Bava Metzia, that base quotes this famous Kalvachem, the Maharam Rutenberg, if Eid Echad is enough to be Mechaib Shvur, it's certainly enough to Pata Min HaShvur, because to Pata Min HaShvur, Eid Echad is supporting the Muchzor. What happens if you have, let's say, a case where you're Chaib Shvur, the Raisa, and there's a Rove that supports you? The Rove is that you're the Rove, the Umdina, the Rove, the Leisa Kamon, indicates that you're telling the truth. If you have a rule in Holchem Imam and Acher HaRov, Rov is no good to be Moitzi Imam from a Muxuk. But here the Rov is not Moitzi Imam from the Muxuk. Here the Rov is Messiah to the Muxuk. The Rov says that the Muxuk has the right to hold on to the money without swearing. So it says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, whenever there's a Rov that supports the Nitva, so the Nitva doesn't have to swear a Shvur Derech. If you have, whenever there's a K, a Din Torah, and the Bezin says you have to swear a Shvur Derech. So if you have two Edom who support you, of course you don't have to swear. If you have Eid Echad who supports you, we paskin, it's a machlokes, we paskin Shulchan Aruch, also you don't have to swear. And if you have a rov that supports you, that's a gemara. That says in Bava Metzia, if you have a rov that supports you, you also don't have to swear. So Rashi Shita in Bava Tama, Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, and over here, in Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rashi Shita, Rashi takes the gemara in Bava Metzia literally. And Bava Metzia has an expression, in the beginning of Bava Metzia, the Gemara is talking about the Yisod of Chiyuv Shvua. What is a Chiyuv Shvua based on? So the Gemara says, on Dalo Ramad Alev. The Yisod of Chiyuv Shvua is a kind of Kfir Ein Boy. If I say you owe me money and you deny it, the Halacha says you have to swear. So Tyson says, that's ridiculous. You can't take the Gemara literally. A Kofar Hakol doesn't swear a Shvua there, right, sir? So Tyson reinterprets the whole Gemara. That's not what it says, that's not what it means. And Rashi takes the Gemara at face value. Whenever there's Tainu Kfir, whenever the Taveya says you owe me money and the Nitva denies it, so the Torah says the Nitva has to swear. Aye, but a Kofar Hakol doesn't swear. So Rashi says that's a different story. Why? Because Ein on a Meis Panim Efnei Balchova Lichba Lo Hakol Ma'acha She'osa Lo Tovo. Because we have a robe that supports the Nitva. That what? If I say I lent you $1,000 and you say, what is, I don't even know who you are. I never borrowed any money. I don't know who you are. So Rashi understands in the Gemara that if it were really true that I lent you the $1,000, I did you such a taiva, so you wouldn't have the ha'azah, the gall, to be kaifer in my presence. I'm standing there, and you're gonna deny that you owe me the money after I did you a favor. So that's where Rashi writes in Bava Kama. Eid on a meis panu b'fnei zeh shosa lo tova hilkachecha the kofar hakol. The Iker Adin is that really Kofar Hakol is also Chayv Shvur Deraisa. But every case of Kofar Hakol, he's off the hook. The Nitva doesn't have to swear a Shvur Deraisa because there's a rogue that supports him. Heifchad Kofar Hakol Potem Shvur. Why? The Ilav Kushta Bahadei. If not for the fact that the truth is with him, with the Nitva, that he says he doesn't owe me a penny. Lahavimotzi Lech Michpalei. He wouldn't have the gall to be Kofar Hakol that he owes me nothing. So that's why in the case of Kofar Hakol by a Halvoe, the Nitva doesn't have to swear, because the Rov Aved on the Meis Panim Efnei Balchov Lech Hakol Machshas Selotova supports the Nitva. He has a Rov that supports him, that's why he's possible. But what if it will be a case of a Shomrim? I said, I went to Eretz Yisrael and I asked you, my next door neighbor, to watch the Behemoth for me, and you were kind enough to agree. So I'm saying that you did me a Tovah. No, I didn't do you any Tovah. I didn't give you a ticket to come to Eretz Yisrael with me. I went to Eretz on vacationing, and you're behind in America, and you're working hard, and not only are you working hard to watch, to work on your own things, I gave you an added job to watch as a Shemachinam or whatever. Even Shemachinam is also a pain in the neck. I asked you to please watch my property. So you did me a favor and you agreed. I didn't do you any favor. So Rashi says, so since I didn't do you any favor, so there's no umdina that what you say is true. It's my word against your word, and it's even. So that's the Yikadin, that whenever there's a Taino Kfira, whenever there's a Hakosha about the owing money, so the Nitva has to swear a Shvur Deraisa. The only time the Nitva is Pata from swearing the Shvur Deraisa is by a Halvoa. A kofer hakol by a havoe, because there's a ruba de leiter kamon that supports the nitva, as Rashi says. The ilav kushta bahadei, if not for the fact that the truth is with the nitva, lahavi motzei nevich palei, because also lo tov ain on the meis panim lifnei bachavo. That's how Rashi writes there in Bava Kama, and that's how he chazes over on our daf. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi writes that on our daf also. So Rashi understands that this is the machlokes hatanoim, whether you believe in the era of Parshias or not. Which one in the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes them is this era of Parshias? Where does this come from? From outer space. But what's the era of Parshias? It's not a mamatzino. Not a mamatzino. Rashi understands the era of Parshias means that the pasuk that's written in the context of Shamechinam, he who is there, below is there, might admit it doesn't belong here at all, belongs in another parsha. Which one of the Midrash HaTorah, what do you mean? You can take any parsha in the Chumash and throw it out and say it belongs over there, it belongs over there. So this is clearly not from the Midrash HaTorah and Rashi, then you can darshan on your own. It's a machlokes hatanoim, whether there was such a tradition or not. Half of the Tanoim had a tradition that there's an era of parshas, that there's a pasuk over here that doesn't really belong here. It really belongs somewhere else. Even though it's written here, it really belongs somewhere else. They had such a tradition. It's not from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas. It doesn't apply in any other case. You can't just take Chumash and say this pasuk belongs over there and that pasuk belongs over there. So the machlokes, was there such a tradition? So that's what Rashi repeats on Ardaf. And again, how does Rashi understand the original machlokes HaTanoim, the original machlokes HaMaroim, where the era parshia, this is a another nafkemina for shlosha smuchim by hoydos valvoyz. But what's the original machlokes hatanan? The original machlokes is, in order to administer a shvuas hashomrim deraisa, do you require a moedim mikza? So half of the tanoim and the amoroim who think there's no ear of parshias, everything that says in chumash appears where it belongs. So in order to administer a shvuas hashomrim deraisa, you have to have a moedim mikza. And Rashi learns that the Gemara is paskening not so. We pasken like Rav Chiya by Yosef. The other, Rami Bachama's brayser was rejected. Rami Bachama with Rav Yochanan, they rejected. And we pasken like Rav Chiya by Yosef. That what? That there is a din of Ira Parshios. A strange din that the pasuk, ki huzeh v'lo yizeh, the Moed of a Mitzvah story that appears in the Parsha of Shemachinam, when his turn time is gone, and he only takes the Shvuas Hashem by the Mitzvah, is not true. It doesn't apply by Shemachinam at all. It only applies. Why doesn't it apply by Shomer? Because the Shomer, even Kofer Hakol, swears a Shvuah Deraisa. Why? Because Rashi understands that Gemara Bava Metzia, Davdal and Manalov. That the Gemara said, whenever there's Tainu Kfira, whenever there's Hakosha, I'm Taver that you owe me money. You deny it, so the Din Deraisa is that you always have to swear. The one exception to the rule is Kofer Hakol. By Halvoa, he doesn't have to swear because that's the one exception to the rule. But if you have a kofer hakol by a shomer, where the mafkid didn't do any favor to the shomer at all, fakir, the shomer did a favor to the mafkid that he agrees to serve as a shomer, then Rashi sheet is halacha lemaisa that you swear a shvuah deraisa, a kofer hakol, a shvuas hashomerim, even though he denies everything. The shomer denies. I said, I don't even know who you are. I don't know who you are. The mafkid says, Heichem tigdor. The Shem says, I don't know who you are. Good morning. I don't know who you are. So Rashi Shita is that the Shem has to swear a Shvuah Deraisa. So Tosis has many kashas against Rashi. Tosis says, there are Mishnais and Shvuas that talk about a Shem swearing a Shvuah Hashem only might have been mixed. Tama v'kama Mishnais. How can Rashi deny the Mishnais? And the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Zayin, when the Gemara talks, Daf Tzadik Zayin, Daf Tzadik Ches, when the Gemara talks about this machlokes, Rami Bachama, yes, the Yerub Parshas, no Yerub Parshas. The Gemara says there also you got to have Moedim and Mixas to have a Shvuas Hashomrim Deraisa. You don't have a Shvuas Hashomrim by a Kofer Hakol. The Gemara just has details how many animals they have to have. Two animals, three animals, four animals, five animals, a whole herd of animals. That's what the Balamor is making fun of the Ravid in their correspondence back and forth. He said, well, you introduce a whole herd of animals over here. I got too many animals in time. A machlokes, the Balamor and the Ravid, how to read the Gemara and Bava Metzia. But the Gemara Bava Metzia says the Farish that even if you hold there's no Erev Parshias, even if you hold that there is Erev Parshias, you only have Shvuas Hashomer if you have a Moedim and Mitzvah. You don't have by Kofer Hakol. The Tosfos doesn't agree with this Rashi in a big way. They say it's against all the Gemara. Then they say it doesn't fit into the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara calls it Iruf. La'arei means to mix together. According to Rashi, what are you mixing in together? What are you blending in together? It should have been called Iker Parshiyos. You're Iker, you're ripping out a pasuk over here. A pasuk that's written over here, you're not blending it in. That not only does it apply here, it also applies over there. The Tosis Tainus, that's called Iruf Parshiyos. The pasuk that's written over here, that not only does it apply here, it even applies over there. Because we mix everything in together. We're ma'arev all the parts. But Rashi says, you're Oiker the pasuk. The pasuk is written here, and it doesn't belong over here. So that's not called Iruf Parshiyos, that should be called Iker Parshiyos. So that's Rashi Shita, which all the Rishonim find extremely difficult. Chazaka is a Ruba Deleisa Tamo. The word Chazaka is used in the Prima Gaon points out. The word Chazaka appears in the Gemara with six different meanings. So one of the popular meanings is Ruba Deleisa Tamo. No, you have to judge in each and every individual case. Right, we have it. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you have a shvur deraisa by kovra, by halva too. Okay, according to Rashi. According to Rashi. So this Rashi is very famous shita, very, very difficult. First of all, as Tosis points out, this is a gigantic Tosis on Kuf Zayin and Alka. It takes up Kemat the whole Amud in Baba Kama. There's hardly any Gemara. Tosis takes up almost the whole Amud Gemara. The first of all, it's against Kama Mishnayis and Kama Gemaris, where it says the Pharisees that you only have a Shvas Hashem and Deraisa if you have a Maidah B'Mikzah. How does Rashi deny all the Gemaris? And they tell you also that it doesn't fit into the Pirush HaMilos of Iruf Parsha. Iruf means that you blend in together all the Parshas, you blend in. But according to Rashi, it's not an Iruf, you're Oiker. The Pasuk of Kihuzeh, which means Maidah B'Mikzah, Kihuzeh V'Loizeh, the Pasuk that's written Parsha Shamrim doesn't apply at all by Shamrim. It only applies in Kesef Talbazan. So that's why Taisha doesn't agree with Rashi. Very difficult sheet.
Is it possible to say on behalf of Rashi that Rashi will make a distinction between the Shor versus the Shomer, and the Shomer Sarkar? In the case of the Shoel,
he did him a favor.
Yeah. And therefore
you
could say those Mishnayos are talking about the case of the Shoel.
It's probably true what you're saying. That's correct. Your head was correct, but I don't think it fits in because the Mishnahs talk about Hifkadatani. And the Gemara also talks about Seicher. The din is true what you're saying, but I don't think it's going to answer all the Gemara. Because they're talking, the Mishnahs and Gemara are talking the Pharisees about Hashem Mesachar, about Seicher, about Hashem Achino. They're talking about all the cases. The din is correct, but it's not sufficient to answer the Rashi. So Tosis can't accept this Rashi. Ashver Rashi. That's the Rashi on Ardaf. Tosis doesn't accept. What do you do with the Gemara involved in the Tziyah? Then it says, the basis of all Chiyuv Shvu is whenever there's a conflict between the Tavei and the Nitva. The Tavei says you owe me money. The Nitva denies it. So it says the basis in their rice is that he has to swear. What do you do with the Gemara? So Tosis reinterprets that Gemara. A little Tosis involved Mitzvah, the Abdallah, the Manalaf, they say it doesn't mean Tainak Sphere. It means you have to have Tainak Hashuva. The Tavei has to have a Tainak Hashuva. Just because it's Tainak Sphere, a Kaifer Hakkal is not never Chayv Shvua Deret. You have to, in order to initiate a Chayv Shvua, the Tavei has to have a Choshe the Tainak. It has to have a Tainak Hashuva. Either Shvua Seidechor or Shvua Smoide B'Mikzah. You don't have a Tainak Hashuva, isn't it? What is this machlokes hatanoim and machlokes hamaroim of Bava Kama, whether the zero parshios or not? So Tosfos, so the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam says there are gemaras where it says that the mafkid comes back from his trip there to Sol and he tells the next door neighbor, where's the pikodin? Next the neighbor says, oh, a ganav came and he stole it. And it says the Pharisee said he has to swear, even though it's kofer hakol. Even though the Rishomer is not prepared to pay anything, it's kofer hakol. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, that's only a shvur derabbanan. In order to have a shvur tashamrim deraisa, about you have to have a motive in mitzvahs. It says ki who's there. How can you deny the pasuk that says ki who's there? So what's the machlokes hatanoim? whether there is Erev Parshas and not Erev Parshas. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, not as drastic as the way Rashi presents it. The Rashi claims, according to the Psak Halacha, that we accept the view that there is Erev Parshas, so Shuas Hashem never needs a Moedim Mikvah. So Tzai says that's against the Gemara. That can't be. Against all the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, if you read the Gemara in Bava Metzia, on Daf Tzadik Zayin, it's very simple. The story is like this. Not simple to understand, but the facts are simple. So he says, if you read the Pasuk the way it says, Ki hu zeh v'loy zeh, it means that you only have a Shvas HaShomrim if I was mafkid three behemoths to you. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Zayin. Has the whole debate, how many behemoths do you have to have? But the Balamor attacks the rabbi. Why do you introduce a whole herd full of behemoths for? Gemara introduced a whole herd of behemoths. So the Gemara says, I gave you a pikotin, and I come back to Marathon and I say, give me back the pikotin. You'll only swear a shvod araisa if I gave you three parts to the pikotin. So let's say I gave you three pieces of jewelry, or three pens, or three behemoths, or one pen and one piece of jewelry, one behemoth. And then on one of them you say, it's not true. One of them you deny. You say, I never gave it to you. You're kaifer b'miktsas. One of them you might have b'miktsas. You're posheya, and someone came and they stole it, and you got to pay the money. So you might have b'miktsas, kaifer b'miktsas. And on the third one you say, nignava. The Shem Achinim says nignava. That's what the pasuk is talking about. He's talking about the Shem Achinim, and he's swearing his unique tainus p'tur. He says, Gneva, Veda, Oynes, whatever. He says, I'm Pata because of this story. But that's not the whole story. You have to shmalz it up. You have to have Kihuzeh, Veloizeh, and the third behemoth. You have to have three behemoths. On one behemoth, he tainas, the tainas, Nignevu, Nevdu, Nemsu, whatever. And on one behemoth, he admits, yeah, Pashati, I got to pay you. I admit I have to pay. And on the third behemoth, he denies in Gansu. He says, there never was such a pikod. I gave it back to you already, whatever. You have to have three behemoths. So that's if you hold there's no Erev Parshios. If you hold there is Erev Parshios, so what it means is that the Kihuzeh that's written here by Shomrim applies equally to Shomrim as to Malva Veloiza in the case of Halvor. In the case of Halvor, you can never have three. By Halvor, there's only either he's Chayv or he's Potter. There's no Nignevu, Nevda, Mesim, Achmas, Malacha, and Nensu. There's no other tainas. The Malva says, I lent you the money, where's the money? See, the Leiva says, Lo hefkaratani or hefzarti. That's kaifer. Or he says, I'm moida that I took the money and I owe you the money. That's moida. There is no middle place where he says, yeah, I have it, but so I have a reason why I'm potter. The only reason why you're potter is if he never gave you the halva in the first place, or if you paid it back. So Tesis says that's what Tesis writes at Dava Pasha, and that's what the Balamor writes there also in the Sheet Mekubet says, in Babnitsi on Daf Tzadik Zayin, he has a Hechocha from the Gemara, that by Moedah B'Miktsas, by Halvor, everybody agrees, that there is an institution of Moedah B'Miktsas. The question is, the original din of Moedah B'Miktsas only says by Shvuas HaShomer. So how do you know that there is a din Shvuas Deraisa by Moedah B'Miktsas by Halvor? Maybe it doesn't exist. So that's what Tosfos here in Baba Kama, this gigantic Tosfos has one line, and the Balamor has one line, and the Shittim Kubet, it is not printed in the Balamor, this is in the correspondence between the Balamor and the Ravid, and the Shittim Kubet, it was printed separately as a separate sefer that's called Divrei Ribos, printed by somebody from the Jewish Theological Seminar 100 years ago, a long time ago, when it used to be still Orthodox. They had, I forgot his name already. At some scholar, he printed this Divrei Ribos. But it says in Shita Mukubet, regular Shita. He had another manuscript. Got to put together all the manuscripts to figure out exactly what the correct reading is. So the Balamor and Tesis both point this out, that there never was a machlokes hatanoim regarding Shuvas Moedah B'Miktsas by Halvor. Everybody subscribes to the din of Moedah B'Miktsas, where the Shuvah deraisa. The Ravid and his correspondence with the Balamor does not agree. He says, no, everybody agrees there is an institution of Moedah B'Miktsas, Chayv Shvuah Deraisa by Halvor, but based on the Machloikis, whether Erev Parshas Tosef Kan, it'll happen up Kamina in the details of applying that din. So Tosfos and the Balamor don't agree. Tosfos and the Balamor say there is no such Gemara. The Rabban invented it. There is no such Gemara. So they assume that let's assume Pashtus like Tosfos and the Balamor, that there never was a machlokes hatanoim regarding the nature of the din of modem mikzas by a halvor. That he's modem mikzas and kofim mikzas. He swears a shvur derais. I say you owe me $100. And you say $50 you admit that you owe, and $50 you deny. You say you only borrowed $50. You say you paid me back hechzardi, I paid back paraiti, I paid back $50. So that everybody agrees that that's a din of modem mikzas. Fine. So the question is where did that come from? If you don't believe in Erev Parshi of Sosim Khan and the Pasuk of Kihuzeh Veloizeh only says by Shomer Chinam, by Shuas HaShomer, that you need Moedim Mikzas, how do you know to extend the institution of Shvuas Moedim Mikzas Deraisa to Malva Veloizeh? How do you know to extend it? The Tosfos says, Mamotzinu. I don't need any Erev Parshi. You don't need any Yerushalayim. That's Mamatzinu. Why not? So what's the difference whether you hold Yerushalayim or you don't hold Yerushalayim? By a mikzas, by a halva, you're going to say a Mamatzinu. There is going to be a Shvur Deraisa whether you hold Yerushalayim or not. And Shvur Hashem, you're going to have Moedim mikzas anyway. No one's going to say you take the Pasuk of Kihuzeh that's written by Shomer and you throw it out and you only apply it to Halvor. It certainly applies here, but it also applies there. So what's the difference whether you say I derive Moedim Mikzas by Halvor, a regular Dittar of Halvor, that you swear a Shvur Deraisa? What's the difference whether you derive that from Moedim Mikzas through a Mamatzinu, or you derive it through this tradition, an oral tradition that Erev Parshi is Kasu Kas? Bottom line, you need Moedim Mikzas both by Shvuas HaShomer and by Halvor. So what's the whole debate whether Erev Parshi is Kasu Kas? So the Rabbi Natam explains it, and he said that's what it says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadik Zayin. It says the Farish. Rabbi Natam didn't make it up because he doesn't understand what Rashi said. It was Rashi's grandson. He doesn't understand what Rashi's talking about. It's against the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadik Zayin. So the Gemara says like this: if the pasuk of Kihuzeh, the original pasuk, appears in Parshas Shomer Chinam, that's where it appears and that's where it belongs. And there's no tradition that it applies also to Halvor. On our own, we'll figure out a Mamatzinu, just like there's an institution of Moedim Mikzas, it's very Shvur Deraisa, because the Moedim Mikzas makes the Tainas HaTaveh into a Tainah Hashuva. So it makes the Tainas HaTaveh into a Tainah Hashuva by Moedim Mikzas, by Halvor as well. It's going to be that's a Mamatzinu. But if it's not based on Erev Parshios and the posting of Kihuzeh, Veloizeh, Pasuk Kihuzeh appears in Shomer Chinam, then the halacha requires by Shomer, the halacha requires three behemoths. You got to have Kihuzeh, he should be Moedim Mikzas, Veloizeh, Koyf Mikzas, and then swear the third animal. One animal he says, you never gave me at all. One animal he says, I admit that I was Poshea, and it was stolen, it was eaten up by the wild animals, and I have to pay you. And on the third animal, he tines Nignavon, Nevda, whatever. And then so then he swears the Shudah, you got to have three animals. But if you hold Erev Parshi is Kasav Khan, that I know there is a din of Moedim Mikzas by Halvor, not only because of Amam Atzinu. I know it because we have an oral tradition that the psukim of the phrase Kihuzeh, although it appears in Shvuas HaShomer by Shomer Chinam, it applies also Ma'ariv, we're blending in. We're not oikerit, not that we say it doesn't apply here, it only applies there. That's how Rashi said. Rabbi Natam said that's against all the Mishnayos. He said, no, but the tradition, the oral tradition has it that the Pasuk Kihuzeh that's written by Shvuas Shomer Chinam applies equally to Shvuas HaShomer of Shomer Chinam as well as by Shvuas Moedim Mikzas of Halvoa. Then by Halvoa, you never need three animals. What are you going to have three animals? He's Moedim Mikzas and Kaitim Mikzas. There is no parallel taina to Nevdu, Nignuvu, Mesa Machmas Moloche, Nensu. There is no such taina. Either you owe the money, or you paid it up, or you never borrowed it. Either you might or you kaifer. It's not shach to have three animals by halvor. If you say Erev Parshas Kasim Kan is an oral tradition, that the pasuk of Kihuzeh doesn't only apply by Shomer Chinam, but it also applies to halvor, and by halvor you only need two animals, then by Shomer Chinam you also only need two animals. What are the two animals? One animal, he's he's moida the mikzah. One animal, he says, I was posheya. He says, I was posheya, and I'm chayv to pay for that. And if he says, there was a geneva on everything, everything was stolen, and I don't have to pay a penny, then the rabbi in the time claims that's only a shvur derabbanan. So it's not going to be a shvur derabbanan. That's what he claims. That's, he says, all the mishnayos and all the gemaras require a made in mitzvah by shvur hashomrim. He says, no way out of that. He happened not to accept this opinion, but that's what he says, no way out of that. He says, the only time you swear shvur hashomrim is that you have to have made in mitzvah. But you don't need three animals. It's enough with two animals. So he's the mafkid says, I gave you two pigdoinas. Where are the two? I gave you two behemoths. So one behemoth, the shomer admits, pashaiti, and I have to pay you, and I'm going to get my checkbook, and I'll pay you the money. And the other behemoth, he says, nignevo, or nensu, and I don't have to pay. That's the only, that's Rabbi Natam. That's the only time you'll have a shvur derai. That's the way the Rabbi Natam learns. The whole nafkemina ledina. The Gemara is beferish that there is a machlokes by the ear of Parashas Kosi Khan, which affects the din of Moedim and Mikzah. So what way does it affect the din of Moedim and Mikzah? So Rabbi Natam says, this is the whole machlokes. Moedim and Mikzah by Halvo, everybody agrees. There is an institution of Moedim and Mikzah. How did they derive that? Where does it come from? Whether you believe in the ear of Parashas or not, where do you get that from? Mamatinu. That you derive from Mamatinu. There's no Svar Lachalik. But just like there is an institution that Moedim and Mikzah makes the Tainas HaTaveya into a Taina Hashuva by Shvat HaShomrim, so the same is true regarding Moedim and Mikzah by Halvor. And the difference whether you say Irak Parshis Kosev Kan or not, do you derive Moedim and Mikzah by Halvor merely by Mamatinu, or do you derive it, do you establish it because we have an oral tradition that there's an Irak Parshis, the difference will be, there won't be any difference. Taisus and Balamor say there won't be any difference regarding the din of Moedim and Mikzah by Halvor. All you need are two behemoths there. You always need Moedim and Mikzah, and all you need are two behemoths. It's not Shach to require three behemoths. It's got to be Moedim and Mikzah, and Taisus and Mikzah. No difference. The Rabbi says not so, but that's how Taisus and Balamor say no difference by Halvor. The difference will be regarding the Moedim and Mikzah by Shomrim. How many behemoths do you need? Is it enough with two? Or do you need three? If you say Erev Parshas Kosev Kan, the pasuk that's written here really applies equally to there. So there, by Halvo, you can only have two behemoths, not Shach three. There's nothing to have a third behemoth about. So then, by Moedim and Mikzah, by Shomrim, all you need are two behemoths. But if you all, there's no Erev Parshas, and the institution of Moedim and Mikzah by Halvo is derived through a Mamatinu, and the Moedim and Mikzah that's written here only belongs here. So then the Amarayim, the Tanoim and Amarayim, read the Pshat and the Psukim that requires three behemoths. You need three behemoths to make it into a Moedim.
Yeah. Because in itself is a big deal. If you don't say
That's a very strong kasha. That's a murderous kasha. What kind of mamatzinu? It's not mamatzinu. Here you need three, there you need two. Very, very strong kasha. That's why we don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam either. That's why we don't accept. So we accept the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, very famous. We don't accept either. We accept the Rivor. That's how Tosfos presents it. Tosfos goes to Rabbeinu Tam, demolishes Rashi, and they're not interested in reconstructing the Rashi. Gishtar, finished. Then Tosfos demolishes the Rabbeinu Tam. And they come out in the end victorious with the Nira Kipirish Arivor. The last 20 lines in Tosfos. This is long Tosfos. Nira Kipirish Arivor. And that's the accepted pshat in Shulchan Aruch and the Chosh Mishnah. We accept the Shitas Arivor. The Arivor says also, like the Rabbi Natam, but not 100%, not fully. He says, there are two types of tainus that the shomer can advance when he has a sifsuch with the mafkid. The mafkid can say, I gave you three behemoths when I went to Eretz Yisrael, give me back my three behemoths. And the shomer says, no, you only gave me one behemoth. You never gave me three behemoths. So that case, halo makir b'shikro, the mafkid claims you're lying. What do you mean? I know I gave you three. I wrote it down on my record. Even if he didn't write it down in his record, he says, I remember the Feirish. So that is an outright contradiction between the Mafkid and the Shomer. Just like by halvor, the Malbus says I lent you $100, and the Leibus says I paid you up 50 already, or I only borrowed 50 in the first place. I don't owe you $100. So there's an outright contradiction between the Malbus and the Leibus. So that's the din of Moedim and Mixus that you swear. So over here also by Shuas Hashomrim, you'll only swear a Shuas Hashomrim if you have a Moedim and Mixus. When is all the Mishnayos that say you have to have Moedim and Mixus? That's in the case where it's halo makid b'shikro, where the mafkid is contradicting the shema. But what happens? The mafkid comes back from Eretz Yisrael and he says, "I gave you these five behemoths. Where are they?" He says, "Oh, a tragedy occurred. A ganav came and he stole all the five behemoths." So the mafkid doesn't know whether he's telling the truth or not. So that's a different case. That's not at all parallel to the case of moedim and mikzas by malva v'loiva. Malva says, "What do you mean? I lent you the money and never paid it back." Here, by Shomrim, the Shomer can advance that sometimes the Shomer will be advancing a taina that the Mafkid has no way of knowing whether it's true or it's not true. He's going to say, Geneva, Aveda, Oynes, Mesa, Mafmas, Malacha. The Mafkid wasn't there. He doesn't have the foggiest notion. What happened? So the Gemara Taki asks him, Bob Mitzia, in Perek HaMafkid, in the third Perek HaMafkid, the Gemara asks, why does the Shomer have to swear Bechlal? It's like a Bari Vishem Alahotzi. The Shema says, the Mafkid says, I gave you Pikodin, give me back my Pikodin. I'm here, back to Meretz, I'll give me back the Pikodin. Shema says, yes, you gave me the Pikodin. An Oynes occurred, and I don't have to pay a penny, because I'm not a Shoyl. Then the Mafkid says, maybe you're lying. Shema says, what do you mean, maybe I'm lying? You weren't here, you were in Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, I was there, and Oynes, there was an earthquake. It's written up in a newspaper. There was an earthquake, and your behemoths happened to be right there, and they sank into the ground. Goodbye. There's an Oynes, and I don't have to pay. So what do you mean? The Mafkid says, maybe you're lying, I want you to swear. It's the Chabari Vishem Olahafsi. The Shema says, Bari, I know Bavadai, there was an earthquake, and the behemoths were swallowed up in the ground, and I'm not trying to pay. And the Mafkid says, maybe you're lying, Shem. Chabari Vishem Olahafsi. The Shema can be Mechai Veshvua, how can it be? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Perek HaMafkid asks that, why does the Shomer ever have to swear in that kind of a case when Ein Halua Makid B'Shikro, when the Mafkid doesn't know whether the Shomer is telling the truth or telling a lie? So if he doesn't know, so he should take his word for it. He says, I was there and this is what happened. So why do we ever make the Shomer swear? So the Gemara explains, Shvu Azuka De Lahof is Dai to Shabal Bayis. That's a special din of Shvu. So that's what the Rivor says. That din of Shvuah, when he tainas a tainas tour, that the mafkin has no way of knowing whether he's telling the truth or not. So that's like when the shomer accepts upon himself to watch. You can't force a person to become a shomer against his wishes. There's only one shomer who becomes a shomer against his wishes, a shomer aveda. The guy's walking down the street minding his own business, and he sees somebody's books are there, someone's yarmulke. And he really doesn't want to get involved. He has no time for this. But the halacha says he has to pick it up and he has to become either Shomer Chinam or Shomer Socher, whether he likes it or not. So Shomer Aveda is the only Shomer that becomes a Shomer Bal Kocha. Other cases, the Shomer has to agree. If he doesn't consent, he doesn't become obligated to watch. He doesn't become a Shomer. So the Gemara says, Shvua Zu, the Shvua Sashomrim, when the Shomer Tainus Bari, and the Mafkid Taina Shema, maybe you're lying. Well, I mean, maybe I'm lying. I was there. It was an Oynes. It was a Meis Machmish Malacha. It was a Gneva, whatever. So why does the Shema have to swear? So that, in order to calm the nerves of the Mafkid, Lahof is Daito Shabbat Bais, what it means is that that's a Hitzchaivis Midas. When the Shema accepted upon himself to watch, so built into the Kabbalah Sashmira was, I'll watch. And if you'll be nervous later that I'm not telling the truth, if you won't want to believe me, that's like he accepted upon himself, Meikor, implicit. And the Kabbalah Sashmir is that he's going to swear later on. It's not separate din. So that's what the Rivor says. That kind of a Shvuas HaShomrim that even applies by Koifer Hakol. But if it's Halo Makid B'Shikro, it's a conflict, a contradiction between the Mafkid and the Shema. Mafkid said, I gave you five pieces of jewelry, and the Shema says, you only gave me one piece of jewelry. So that's a regular din of Koifer Hakol. Doesn't swear a Shvuah D'Oraisa, but it makes it does swear a Shvuah D'Oraisa. There's nothing unique about Shomrim over there. If it's the unique, if the Shomer wants the Patrim with a Taina Shomrim, then you don't need Moedim and Mikzah. Nachman, let's go again. The original pasuk of Kihu Zeh. There is an institution of Moedah B'Mikzah. We assume there is a Shvuah that writes the Moedah B'Mikzah. We assume that everybody agrees. Let's leave out that funny Ravid and Bob Mitzian, the upside design. He has a unique opinion. Ravid claims that not everybody agrees to the details of the din of Moedah B'Mikzah by Halvor. He gets involved in a complicated session. So let's go like Tosfos in the Balamor. By Malva Veloiv, everybody knows what the dinam are. There's no machlokes. Everybody subscribes to the dinam of the mitzvah. It's not sure you have to have three cows. You have two cows on one, two parts. And one is moed and one is teifer shem. That's a dinam of the mitzvah. How do you know that there's such a dinam of the mitzvah by halvor? The pasuk only has it by shomer. So either it's derived through a mamatzinu, which is problematic. What kind of mamatzinu? But the dinam are not shove. Here you need three. Here you need two. How is it a mamatzinu? Big problem. That's what the Balmor and the Ravid are debating. How can you derive a mamatzinu? The dinim are not the same. That's what the Balmor times against the Ravid. So Tosfos says, this we all know that there is a din of moedim and mikzas. Everybody agrees. There is a din of moedim and mikzas by halvor. And all you need are two parts. Moedim and mikzas, kuf mikzas. Not sure I have three units. Only two pieces. But this is either established through a mamatzinu from Moedah B'Mikzah by Shvuas HaShomrim, or it's established through the oral tradition that era of Parsha is Kosukah. So what's the difference? Bottom line, same thing. So that's what the Tosfos shows from the Gemara. No, it's not the same thing. If it's established through a Mamatzinu, and the original Pasuk of Moedah B'Mikzah only says by Shvuas HaShomrim, and the original Pasuk really doesn't say anything about Malva V'Loiva, then we read the Pasuk by Shvuas HaShomrim to require three bayimis. You have to be Moedah B'Mikzah and Kofim B'Mikzah. And on the third behemoth, he says, Nignevo Nevdo Meisa Machnas Malocha Nensu, whatever. He has the tiniest to him. Gotta have three behemoths. And if you hold Ira Parshias Kosev Khan, that the pasuk that's written here doesn't only apply here, it applies equally by Malva Valoiva, then we apply it Bishavah. So just like Malva Valoiva, it's only two behemoths, not you have to have three. So by Shomer also, you only need two. You don't need three in the first place. That's the original machlokes where the Irik Parsha is kosher count. That's in Bava Kame and Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph and in Bava Mitzi and Daf Tzadik Zayin Daf Tzadik Ches. Okay, that's important. And Rashi has his unique. Rashi has a whole different sheet over here. What if you hold the Irik Parsha is kosher count? What it means is that the pasuk of Moedah B'Mikzah does not apply at all by Shomrim. A Shomer is Chayv Shvuah Derais even Kofa Hakol where Halo Makan B'Shikro. The Mapke says, I gave you because Shemus says, I don't know who you are. So the Rashi only has to swear a Shvod Derai. A Kofa Hakol swears a Shvod Derai because he didn't do him any favor. Rashi unique sheet. Okay. So the original Machloik is Hatanoim v'Hamaroim regarding whether Ira Parsha is Kosov Kananat is something in the area of Moedah B'Mikzah. It's hard to say. You have to say in such a vague way. According to Rashi, it's a very big Machloik. It's going to Rabbein Tam. It's a little Machloik. And the Riva is halfway like the Rabbeinu Tam. Fine, that's the original Machlokes. Now the Gemara has a tushtel. That what? The original din, Ike Gimel, Dichsibi, Bigzel, Sahavalas, Dichsibi, the Gemara says. The original din, the original institution that requires a Bezn of Shlosh, Smuchim to be done at the entire din of Mamanis, really only says in the context of Zelos Sahavalas. And you cannot be done a mamatzinu. That just like zeros or chavolos need a bezdan shlosh esmuchim who had enami hados avos. Mamatzinu doesn't work because you can be mechalek. Zeros or chavolos, the Torah imposes the chiyuv. So the Torah imposes the chiyuv, and the Torah requires a bezdan shetaskin that the Torah is imposing the chiyuv. But if it's a hischaibis midas, it's room to say just need a hayros chacham. You don't need a bezdan to taskin on the case. That's what we explained last week. When a bezdan taskins, they taskin on the case. And you have Ayros Chachma just saying in abstract what the din is. So the Gemara can understand that there's a difference over here. You can't be done a mamatzin. So the only way to extend, that's how it says in the Gemara, the only way to extend the Shlosh Smuchim from the original person, Iker Gimel means the original source is Zeros HaChavolos. The only way to extend it from Zeros HaChavolos to Zeros HaVoros is if you subscribe to the principle of Erev Parsha. So the Gemara says that's what it depends on. Do you require minatora shlosha smuchim by hodoras vahavoras or not? If you don't, that means it's the same as the Yalav Yavah Shabbos, same as the Basan B'chavav Shabbos, same as Hilchos Shabbos. You ask your local Orthodox rabbi, you don't need a bezna shlosha smuchim. Whoever knows the din can tell you the din. That's what the Gemara says. Chad nami kosher, and the Chad doesn't have to have smicha. Kosher pshat the Gemara. The Chad, yes, ka yalav yav shalav. The Rabbi has to have smicha. He doesn't have smicha. We said the smicha that we have today is only imitation smicha. It's a fake. It's not really smicha. So how do we function? Whoever knows the din says what the din is. Speak up. Say what the din is. And sure. So that's what the Gemara says. If you believe in era parshias, if you have such a tradition that the dinim that are written over here in this parsha shemachina really apply equally over there, even though one could have argued the point and said there's no room for a mamatzino, but that's a tradition, an oral tradition. Era parshias, so then this oral tradition tells me that I need shlosha smuchim by hoidos valvos min atero also. But if you hold, there's no era parshias. We pass an era parshias. We pass an era parshias, and the shlosh hashomrim don't need so many bangs. They don't need three bangs. It's enough with two bangs. Yeah. Because we pass an era parshias. So the Gemara says, and if you would hold, there's no era parshias, then it would come out that that chad nami kosher, that one would be good. That one would be good to paskin by hodos v'halvos. Yeah. So how does Nachmos? So how does the Rambam paskin? How does the Rambam paskin? So we said if you look there in Bava Kamma on that Gemara, they don't have any tziyunim. Gemara in Bava Kamma kuzol on the base when he quotes Rabchia by Rabba quotes the name Rabbi Yechon. I told him Ganav the Bikotin is only Nasa all of Ganav if it was Hishbiu Hadayonim. If it's Kofas Venishbi, he's not Chayiv. And the Bezim will only be Mashbir him if he's made of a mixer, as a type of a mixer. So the Rambam doesn't quote that, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. We don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that there is Yirav Parshios. So if there is Yirav Parshios, I should follow that you need Shloshes Smuchim, you should need Shloshes Smuchim in our Torah by Hoiduas Lahalvois. And the Rambam paskin is not so. The Rambam paskins that min haTorah chad nami kosher. That's the problem. The Gemara says it's totally zedizeh. The Gemara says if you hold the Yirav Parshias, there is a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes amaronim above the kamen above the sea, but you hold the Yirav Parshias, some kind of a complicated issue in Moed and Mikzah. According to Rashi, it's complicated. According to Rabbi, in the time the Riva, the whole thing is complicated. So whatever you hold over there, that's one story. And what do we paskin in principle? Yes, the Yerapashis. We paskin, yes, the Yerapashis. So the Gemara says, Hanagel, Linyanenu. If you hold the Yerapashis over there, then it should follow that Hoidos Vahavos requires Shloshes Smuchim Min HaTorah. If you hold no Yerapashis, then again, to Moed Mikzah, then you say no Yerapashis. So Chad Nami Kosher. So the Raman paskin, there is Yerapashis, and he still paskins Chad Nami Kosher. So that's the question, how can that be? Acting the whole Chad Nami Kosher. So if you continue to read on Gimel Amud Aleph, you read 10 lines in, the Gemara gives you another route to take. You can say Chad Nami Kosher by Hoidos Mahavos for two reasons. Either because there's no Erev Parshias, which we don't accept, or because there's a new pasuk that says Chad Midaraisa, Chad Nami Kosher Shenemar, Bitzedek Tishpat Ami Secho. And Tishpat is Loshen Yochid. Tzedek Tishpat Ami Secho. So from the mashmos of the pasuk, you see that chad nami kosher, and again the pasuk can't be speaking about zelus or havolus. You need three smuchim. So it should have been written b'tzedek tishpatu amisechem if it's speaking to the three members of the bezin. But since it's speaking b'loshen yochid tishpot amisecho, so we assume it must be speaking about hoidos malvois or chad nami kosher. So that's apparently how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam paskens chad nami kosher. Not because there's no Yirav Parshias. No Yirav Parshias. He would get in trouble by the Moed Mikzah story. And there, in Bava Kamma, Bava Mitzvah, Paskins, there is Yirav Parshias. And here's a new reason why Chad Nami Kosher. Chad Nami Kosher is because Tzedek Tishpat Ami Sechem.
Rashi doesn't
lift
him. In this
Rashi, there isn't Chad Nami Kosher. Right. Rashi says, just to repeat from before, yes, Yirav Parshias, no Yirav Parshias. Right. Right. But the Rambam apparently holds not so. The Rambam holds that there is Yirav Parshios, and he holds not like Rashi. Right? The Rambam learns not like Rashi. That Tzedek Tishpat Ami Sechem is a new limud that's Chad Nami Kosher. In other words, there is Yirav Parshios, and I should really have required Shloshes Smuchim. I really should require Shloshes Smuchim. But I have this Gzeres HaKosher that says that Chad Nami Kosher, but Tzedek So the chad who's kosher has to be a chad samuch? Does it have to be one person with smicha? Or can it even be a person without smicha? So the simple reading of the Gemara is not, it doesn't have to be samuch. Why? Because again, the Gemara is bothered with the Mishnah. I take a look again on Beis Amidah. Mishnah says, Din Imamid is Bishlosh, then it says, Zela Sachabal is Bishlosh. So the Gemara asks it to repeat the same thing. Zela Sachabal is one subcategory of Din Imamid. So the Rebbe says, Din Imamid is Bishlosh, it covers all the cases. Mamid and Knas and Kapar, any case of Mamid. So why does it repeat it? So the Gemara says, first the Gemara gives Mamshad, then the Gemara gives Mamshad, basically the same thing. First the Gemara says, Din Imamid is Bishlosh is too vague. Now it says Zelus Achavolus Bishlosha to spell out only Mahen Dini Mamunis, which cases of Dini Mamunis need Shlosha Smuchim, only Zelus Achavolus. But if it's Hardos Malvois, then you don't need Shlosha Smuchim. So what do you need? So Gemara says Shlosha Hadyotis is good enough. Shlosha Hadyotis is good enough. Then the Gemara says, so why do you have to say Mahen Ktoni? Why do you have to say Dini Mamunis Bishlosha is vague? And then the Mishnah says Zelus Achavolus Bishlosha to spell out which din imamunis need shloshes muchim. Why don't you say like this? Din imamunis bishlosha semicolon. See, the first pshat the Gemara gave is din imamunis bishlosha colon, zelus achavolus bishlosha. The second line is interpreting the first line. Which din imamunis need shloshes muchim, oleg zelus achavolus, to the exclusion of haidos alvos. Haidos alvos is enough for shloshes adyot. Then the Gemara says on Gimel Amud Aleph, why did you have to stand on your head to read with a colon? Read with a semicolon. Din imamunis b'shlosha semicolon, zelus achavolus b'shlosha period. What does it mean? Din imamunis b'shlosha means hodos v'havos is enough shlosha hadyotos. And zelus achavolus means shlosha smuch. Sure. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll leave it like that. It's the same thing. It does make a difference. The Gemara thinks that this way reads better. But basically it's the same thing. Whether you say mahen k'tani, that zelus achavolus is interpreting din imamunis b'shlosha, or din imamunis b'shlosha hadyotos goes on hodos v'havos, and zelus achavolus is shlosha smuch. Fine. So the Gemara establishes that's what the Mishnah means. Now the Gemara says, where did you make such a concoction? Where did you get such a cockeyed idea that Haidos Lavos need Shlosha Hedyotas? Manam Shach. If you're learning out here of Parshas Kosov Kan, if you say the Iker Gimel Smuchim that's written in Gzelus Lachavolos only applies to Gzelus Lachavolos, doesn't apply to Haidos Lavos, so where do you come up to require three? It should be Chadnami Kosher. LMI, why do you need three by Hedos Lavos? Because you say there is Irav Parshas, so then you should need three Smuchim. How do you have a compromise that three Hedyotas? Manashah. If you need three, so you need Smuchim. If you don't need Smuchim, so you don't need three. The whole source of three Smuchim is a package deal. Either you need the three Smuchim or you don't. So the Gemara says you're right. On the level of the Raisa, we say you really need three Smuchim. And with the Rabbanon, they said Shlichu Sayu. Because it's going to be Kadesh Lotin Adelos Bechnei Lovin, and they instituted Shlichus Sayin, so they said that you can be done Dini Mominus of Adoz Vavoz Bishlosha Hedyotis. That's how the Gemara reads. And then the Gemara says, where do you find such an idea that Kadesh Lotin Adelos Bechnei Lovin, the Chachamim have to do something? Here they instituted Shlichus Sayin, which may or may not be their Raisa, Machloekis Taisis Nirashbo, but the Shlichus Sayin is their Raisa. Where do you see that the Chachamim have to do something? Let me see it from Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina has a comment on Daf Lamed Beis. Gemara has a kasha on the first Mishnah in Echad Din Imamunis. The Mishnah says that the original requirement for Drisha Lechakir only says in Chumash by Din Nefashim. Never says by Din Imamunis. But because the pasuk says Mishpatech Adiyah Lachem, so that equates Imamunis with Nefashim, so we know that you need Drisha Lechakir by Imamunis as well. So it's the same by Imamunis and Nefashim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, we have a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Shviyas that says Fakir, that you don't need. And Laman Beis Amid Alamos, the Mishnah in Shviyas says, the Pharisee says, you don't need Rishva Hakira by Din Imamunis. So how do you deal with this contradiction? So Rabbi Chanina says, a teretz. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin is telling me what the Din Deraisa used to be in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mishnah in Shviyas is after the Neir Takana de Rabbanon. What prompted the Chachamim to make a Takana de Rabbanon that you don't require Rishon HaHakir by Din Imamunis, they were concerned about Kadesh Lotun Adelos Bifnei Lovin. So the Gemara says on Adaf, just like Rav Chanina commented over there, in order to be Miyashim Distiris HaMishnayis, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is contradicting the Mishnah in Shviyas. Rav Chanina said the Teretz is one is a Din Deraisa, one is a Din Derabbanan. The din deraisa is that you need drisha v'chakira both in mamonis and in the fash. And mid the rabbanon, they abolished the need kadesh l'tam adal v'tnei lovin. That's a sufficient consideration to make a takana. You have to make a takana. So they made a takana with rabban doing away, abolishing the need for drisha v'chakira. So the same is true over here. Min atari, you really need shloshes smuchim, because here parsha is kasev kanta. Carry over the shloshes smuchim from. And with the Rabbana they said it's enough with Shlosha Adyaitis, because in Bavel, you know, the Tana knew that there were Jews scattered all over the world, and it's not so easy to find Shlosha Smuchim, so he gave us a break. He said, I'll give you a break, make a takana, either a din derais or din Rabbana, where he says Shluchasai. That's what it says in the Gemara. So then the Gemara is bothered with this kasha. The Gemara says, how do you understand the kasha that we said before? How do you understand Shloisha Adyotis? Manavsha. If you carry over the Shloisha from Zelos HaChavolos to Hadas Olos, so say you need Shloisha Smuchim. And if you say you don't need Smuchim, you're not carrying over. So what do you need Shloisha for? Should be Chavda Mikosha. The Gemara said, you're right. Minatari, you need Shloisha Smuchim. It's only a Takonim Rabbanon that we're making. Kadesh Adal Tenem Dals Gref. No, we say Shlisasad. That's what it says in the Gemara. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam writes, Minatari Chavda Mikosha. The Rambam practices. Era parsha is kasev kan. There in Bava Kam and Bava Mitzvah, pasim is era parsha is kasev kan. And then he goes and he says, "Menatara chad nami kosher by hedoras valvoz." So how can that be? It's against the Gemara. So the answer is he doesn't learn like Rashi that chad nami kosher b'tzedek tishna misecho is just a repeat of the concept of no era parsha. Raman pasim is despite the fact that there is era parsha, the pasuk b'tzedek tishna b'tam misecho tells me that chad nami kosher. So the child is that chad nami kosher. According to the Rambam, chad nami kosher, according to the Rambam, does he have to have smicha or not? So in the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph presents it, either you carry over shloshes smuchim, you carry both, or you carry nothing. So it doesn't make sense to carry over smuchim. You're going to carry over smuchim and say that one is enough. It doesn't make any sense. But the Rambam writes like that. The Rambam writes that how come bismanazeh we can be done hoidos v'halvois and chutzlar? So the Rambam says shlichusai kavdina. Shlichusai kavdina means that minatera you really need smuchim, and it's only a takonik kadesh lo teladal b'fnei or shlichusai kavdina. How does he come off to say that he needs smuchim? The Rambam writes b'feirish chad nami kosher. The Rambam writes minatera chad is good. Based on b'tzedek tish b'tamisecha, so chad is good. Why does the chad have to be a someone? That's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rashba is that kash. What in the world is the Rambam talking about? All the Rambams are in Hilchos Sanhedrin. When he's talking about smicha and being done, everything is there, nothing hidden over here. Here, the Rambam at the end of Perek Hey in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he says a Yochid is Chad Nami Kosher. Says Chad Nami Kosher. That's by Hodos Valvo. And then earlier he writes the Din of Shlichusayu. By Hodos Valvo says the ability to be done. Hodos Valvo is based on Shlichusayu. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Kasha from the Rashba. How can it be? But if you say Chad Nami Kasha, you don't need Shlosha Smuchim. So if Chad is good, so you don't need a Soma. So that's what the Rishameach points out on the Rambam. He says apparently the Rambam's opinion is, he says the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel over here, take a look in a minute, on Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Hananel says beferish that Chad Nami Kasha means Chad Somuch. We'll have to take a look. The Rambam's opinion is that Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Chad Samach. Huh? With the real McCoy, with the real smicha, and the ability to be done. Bizman Azeh, we don't have any smuchim. The ability to be done, Hoidos Malvos. Bizman Azeh is based on Shlichus Zayin. That's how the Rambam says, based on Shlichus Zayin. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. He said the Or Sameach is right. He says there's a beferish Rambam like this. You look at Rambam, looks like a pshetel. It's not so clear. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Rambam later in Hilchas Sanhedrin where the Rambam is beferish like the Or Sameach. Here, if you learn the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. What do you say? The din is when you have a din Torah of hoidos malvois. Let's say you have a din Torah of zelos machavolos. So you'll judge it with three hadyotas. So zero. They never said shlichusay. The chacham never authorized shlichusayu and zelos machavolos. That's what it says in Gemara. The only institute of shlichusay and also the shlich of is bechisar and kis and zelos machavolos. Whatever that means. The different shot in Tosfos had one shot zelos machavolos. Whatever it means, there's no shlichus tayin. So if you'll be done, let's say gzelus achavolus, the shlosha hadyoitas, the ein din or din. Or you'll be done with shnei smuchim, ein din or din, even with the other. The din is you need shlosha smuchim in a term, in the rabbanon, that's the halacha. Gzelus achavolus, you need shlosha smuchim. Without shlosha smuchim, you can't be done gzelus achavolus. What about hoidoas mahalvois? So the din is you're supposed to have shlosha hadyoitas. That's what it says. Shlosh Adyot. What if you have Shnaim Shadonu? Shnaim Shadonu Bidi Yevin will be Dineim Din, Horeim Dineim Din, by Hodos Valvos. So the Gemara says it's a Machloike Samaroim. Here, 10 lines from the bottom are based on the basic quote Rabbi Abo, who states Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Amin, Dibi Hakalein Dineim Din. He says even Bidi Yevin it's no good. And then the Gemara in the next stop says Shmuel disagrees. Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din. It wasn't nice on their part. So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Abahu and Shmuel. And they're arguing in a case of Hadas Alvois. In Zelos Achabal, there's no room to argue. It's a pasuk, you need Shlosh Smuchim. But in Hadas Alvois, there's no explicit pasuk, so that's the machlokes. So Rabbi Abahu holds Shnaim Shadon, or even Bidi Yevit, is the name din. And Shmuel holds, no, Shnaim Shadon, is the name din. What does it depend on? Whether Shnaim Shadon, is the name din, or ain't the name din? So the Gemara explains what it depends on. If you hold here a parasha is pasuk kad, so in our Torah I really required shlosha smuchim by hoidos v'alvois, and they made a takonim, the rabbanim in our Torah, whatever shlichusayu, they made a takonim that you can do with shlosha hedyotos, but they never chiseled away on the shlosha. So if you're going to have shnayim, so it's no good because in our Torah you got to start off in our Torah need shlosha smuchim. What they were mekel, they were mekel. They said shlichusayu on the shlosha hadyotas, but you can't say shnayim is not going to be good. But what if you hold chadnami kosher? What if you deny ira parshias and say chadnami kosher? Or the Rambam says even with the ira, I hold ira parshias, but I have a pasuk that says tish b'tami secho that chadnami kosher. One way or the other. So the din is that one is good. So why in the world do you need three? By hodos, what do you need three? So that's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi Ela Echod. Why is that, Al Tehi Don Yechidi? So Tosis writes on Hei Amanal, Shema Yitu. Poshet, you may make a mistake. Tosis Hei Amanal quotes from the Pirkei Avos. Ima Maskel Kigon. Vodas Nama Masech HaSavos, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, Shein Yechidi Ela Echod, Eitze Tori Kamash Molan, Shelo Yitte. But for the Yevet, Shnaim Shadonu would be the name Din. Shnaim is Lav Dafki Shnaim, who had the name Yechod. If you hold Shnaim Shadonu, if you hold like Shmuel, Shnaim Shadon is the name Din, so it's Mufurish in the Gemara later. It's Labdaf Kishnaim. It's even Echod is also. Taisus says, Hey on the base, Taisus, Diba Maskha Shnaim Shadon. The Taisus writes, Hoda Nokan Shnaim Shadon, Shim Dafidu Shnaim Habidez Nechotzuf, but who are the Nami, the Chadnami Kosher? And they prove it from the Gemara. When it says Shnaim Shadon, Bidi Yevid, Shmuel holds the name Din, it's Labdaf Kishnaim, Hafidu Echod Shadon, is also Dina Din. There's a famous Yerushalmi says not so against the Babi, but we don't follow that. There's a Yerushalmi in Brochet, that is Sofik. In Perek Shlosh Shachlu, it says that three people ate bread together, so they bench the Mechuyif to bench Mezumim. So what if two people ate bread together? So obviously they're not Mechuyif to bench Mezumim. Is it optional or is it not optional? So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara in Shlosh Shachlu raises the question. Shlosh Shachlu Keachos Chayovim Lezamein. What about Shnaim Shachlu Kacha? They're not chayovim lezamed. Is it rishus? Is it not rishus? So that's a discussion in the Bavli. So Yishalmi raises the same topic and the same mission in the beginning of Shlosh Shachlu. Yishalmi says it depends on the machlokes Rabbi Abahu and Shmuel. If you hold Shnaim Shadon and the name Din, then Shnaim can bench Mezumim. If you all shame should done as anything, then you can't bench mezumim. It's like a medrash plea. Well, what is bench mezumim got to do with the shame should done? So all of the mafarshim and Yerushalmi break their heads to try and understand what's the connection. But if you see the Pharisee, Yerushalmi holds shnayim shadona, the name din is only shnayim, not chad. If chad dami kosher, so what? One person is going to bench mezumim. Who's going to talk to him? Talk to himself. Talk to yourself as amishugana. So you see, Yerushalmi holds shnayim shadona means shnayim dafke. So all the mafarshim explain what's the hashvoa, what's the tziruf, what's the connection between shnayim shadonu and shnayim sheochlu bichas hamozen. So the stomach of the shayla, some learn the stomach of the shayla is does it have a shame rabbin? Shlosha has a din rabbin. The Gemara says who shisa rabbin deraisa. Sofik timam b'shisa rabbin lekula. So the Gemara says in Nazir the definition of b'shisa rabbin is three people. And when you bench mezumim and you have three, that's bichas hamazim b'rabbin. It's bichas hamazim b'yochim, bichas hamazim b'rabbin, bichas hamazim b'chabur. So if you have three, that's a rabbin. Shayla is what if you have two? Is it a reshus? Is it a shtikol rabbin? Is it a reshus? Well, it's not at all. The two is not called a rabbin. Three is a crowd. Two is not at all a crowd. Two is not a crowd. No shame rabbin at all. So maybe that's what the Yerushalmi put together. If you all shnayim shadonu, so you have a rabbin. If you all shnayim shadonu, the name's in it. Is a rabbin. So we say rabbin over there. Say rabbin over here. Maybe. But that's a funny Yerushalmi. The Bavli clearly doesn't hold like that. That's what Tosfos points out on Hamid Beis. The Bavli holds a shnayim machlekes Rabbi Bo and Shmuel. Well, the shnayim shadonah the name din, and Shmuel hol shnayim shadonah the name din is lav davki shnayim, even chadami. One is also good for the yevit. What does it depend on? So the Gemara says it depends on the shayla whether miikar adin. Do you say mideraisa chadami kosher? Chadami kosher. So then the whole requirement for three is only al tiydon yichidi. Shindon yichidi el echad. It's only lachadchila. But the yevit will say that the din is good. But if you say Mikra Din Deraisa, it's not Chadami Kosher. We say you're a Parsha is Kosher time. You need Shlosha Smuchim. The true Midi Rabbanon, they chiseled away. They said Shlosha Hedyotis will be sufficient because Kadesh and Lantan and Dals, but if you're going to have Shnayim Shadonu, that even Midi Yevit, that's not good. So here the Rambam is again difficult. The Rambam Paskin is Mideraisa Chadami Kosher. And he writes Shnayim Shadonu, Ein Din Ein Din. How can he write Shnayim Shadonu, Ein Din Ein Din? The Gemara says it's Tovi Zeh B'Zeh. If you hold Mideraisa Chad Nami Kosher, if you hold Mideraisa Chad Nami, that's the Gemara Gim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says there's a machlokes. How did you arrive at the Shlosha Hedyotis? By Hodos Lavov. Where did it come from? Did you carry over Shlosha Smuchim from Zeus Lachabalos to Hodos Lavos and Midirabana? We chiseled the way we said Shlich Lusayu. But Mikra Adin, you really needed Shlosha. So then if you're going to have Shnayim Shadonah, Zayn Din Ein Din. That's what Rabbi Bo says. And Shmuel starts from the other angle. No, men atara chad nami kosher. So Shnayim Shadona will be the name din. So the Rambam is again against the Gemara. The Rambam says, men atara chad nami kosher. He writes the Feirish. Hardos lavos chad nami kosher. The end of Perkei. And then he says, Shnayim Shadona, ain't the name din. It's against the Gemara. So the Osameach gives the teretz on the... Because Mishnah has the both kashas. One kashi quotes from the Rashba, and one kashi quotes from the Ramach. The one kasha was why the Rambam requires shlichusayu to be done hoydos lavos bizman hazeh. If chad nami kosher, so it doesn't have to be a somach. The Gemara says if chad nami kosher doesn't have to have smicha, and the Rambam says no, chad nami kosher has to be a somach, and the ability to be done bizman hazeh hoydos lavos is based on shlichusayu. There's one kasha in one place because Mishnah. Then he has on the other Rambam the other kasha. The Gemara says it's toli zebizeh. If you hold midderaisa chad nami kosher, then the din is shnayim shadonu the name din, and the Rama paskin sakir. The Rama says that shnayim shadonu ain't din ain't din. Perik beis halacha yud. Afal pi shein bezin pachas mishloisha. A bezin has to have three, and you need a bezin for gzelus hachabalus. But hoydos alvois is mutar lechad lodim min atar shenem ebetzerek tish b'tam yisecha. The shnayim shadonu ain't din ain't din. Minei Yibay and the Rambam, because the Mishnah is Minei Yibay, the Rambam doesn't make any sense. He says, Minatara Chad Nami Kosher, so Shabbi Shnayim Shadonu is the name then. Then the other Rambam is later, where he says, you need Shlichasai. But because the Mishnah is the both Kashas. So the Osameach gives the Teretz, but he doesn't prove it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Chav Beis and Hilcha Sanhedrin, Halach Evav, the Rambam says explicitly what the Osameach wanted him to say. He did the Osameach, put it in. The Rambam says Shnei Hadyoita Shadonu ain't the name din. Shnei Smuchim Shadonu would be the name din. Only Shnei Hadyoita Shadonu ain't the name din. Because the Rambam holds that Chad Namikash has to be a Chad Samuch. He has to have Smicha. So that's why you need Shlichusayu, Chad Namikash, but you need Shlichusayu. So the Rambam says, Shnaim Shedonu, Ein Din, Ein Din, Ein Din, Ein Din, but he says, Beferish, Shnei Had Yaita Shedonu. Because Had Yaitas only have the ability to be done based on Shlichusayu, and Shlichusayu only applies if you follow all the rules and regulations. If we require of you, we're only going to tell you Shlichusayu if you put up a bezna of three. We don't give you authorization to do Shlichusayu less than a bezna of three. So you're going to have Shnei Had Yaita Shedonu is going to be Ein Din, Ein Din, not because the number two is not sufficient. No, because you don't have smicha. So we don't allow you, we don't say Shlichusayu in such a case. So the Rambam says it to Farish. The Rambam says, Shnei Had Yaita Shedonu, Ein Din, Ein Din. The implication being, Shnei Smuchim Shedonu would be Din, Ein Din. Because Madaraisa Chad Nami Kosha means, Chad Sama. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow. This is a very important Rambam. What did the Rambam say over here? What's he talking about? Oh, so what? Tomorrow, yes. Tomorrow we're not going to do Gemara.